This is VOA News, the remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The United States on Wednesday blacklisted what it called key enablers of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government, reinforcing efforts to push Damascus back to UN-led negotiations to end Syria's nearly 10-year civil war. The United States imposed sanctions on an additional 13 entities and 6 individuals, including the governor of the Central Bank of Syria, in this fresh round of sanctions aimed at cutting off revenue for Assad's government. The actions freeze any U.S. assets of those blacklisted and generally bar Americans from dealing with them. Washington already bans exports to Syria and investment there by Americans. A crackdown by Assad on protesters in 2011 led to the civil war, with Iran and Russia backing the government and the United States supporting the opposition. Hungary's justice minister on Wednesday called an EU report on the rule of law absurd and false and blasted its sources as biased. The annual commission's rule of law report raised concerns about judicial independence in Hungary as well as in Poland, an assessment Hungarian justice minister Judith Varga dismissed. And he insisted that sources for the report came from civil society organizations funded by Hungarian-born U.S. philanthropist George Soros, and that the groups have been unfriendly to the Hungarian government. Varga defended media freedom in Hungary as well, which the report took issue with. He called it pluralistic compared to the, quote, Western European media landscape dominated by leftist and liberal outlets, end quote. Azerbaijan on Wednesday vowed to pursue military action against Armenian separatists in the breakaway Nagorno-Karabakh region until there's a full Armenian withdrawal from the disputed territory. For more on these stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A court in the capital, Minsk, on Wednesday sentenced Belarusian basketball player Yelena Levchenko to 15 days in jail for taking part in protests demanding the resignation of President Alexander Lukashenko. She joins thousands already arrested. Belarus has seen weeks of mass demonstrations since the veteran leader was declared the landslide winner of an August 9th presidential election that his opponents say was rigged. Levchenko is a player on the women's national team and a championship winner in the Russian, Lithuanian, and Polish leagues. She's also one of the founding members of a movement among athletes calling for new presidential elections. Kuwait on Wednesday swore in its new emir, Sheikh Nawaf al-Ahmad al-Sabah, who pledged to preserve the country's unity and stability. The 83-year-old Sheikh and former Crown Prince of Kuwait succeeds his half-brother, who died Tuesday at the age of 91. Sheikh Nawaf is the 16th ruler in Kuwait's al-Sabah dynasty, which dates to 1752. He is the 6th emir since Kuwait gained its independence from Britain. France's top appeals court has agreed to extradite the alleged financier of the Rwandan genocide to face trial in Tanzania. Felicien Kabuga, who is 87 years old, was arrested in May at his home outside Paris after 26 years on the run. Some 800,000 people were killed in the 1994 genocide in Rwanda. Mr. Kabuga is alleged to have funneled money to militia groups. As chairman of the National Defense Fund, he denies all the charges. A special court has acquitted top leaders from India's governing party for their alleged role in the demolition of a mosque in 1992. Former Deputy Prime Minister L.K. Advani and BJP leaders M.M. Joshi and Uma Bharti had denied charges of inciting Hindu mobs to demolish the 16th century Bapri Mosque in the town of Ayodhya. The demolition sparked violence that killed some 2,000 people. It was a pivotal moment in the political rise also of the Hindu right wing. Wednesday's verdict acquitted 32 of the 49 people charged. 17 have died while the case was underway. The court said there was insufficient evidence to prove the demolition had been planned. Hindu mobs had demolished the mosque, saying it was built on the ruins of a temple for the deity Lord Ram. And three-time champion of tennis, Serena Williams, has withdrawn from the French Open because of an Achilles injury. The 39-year-old had been scheduled to play her second-round match against a Bulgarian player today. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.